Welcome to the Leader Serving Beaver County Podcast. We're talking today with Dr. Jim Dittmar of Three Rivers Leadership Institute and Chairman Emeritus of Geneva College's Master of Science in Organizational Leadership Program. Jim will be leading a Leader Serving Beaver County conversation at the upcoming November 17th workshop about the values of servant leadership in the workplace. This will be the third leaders workshop this fall based on the teachings of the popular book Forged in Steel, the seven time-tested leadership principles practiced by the Pittsburgh Steelers, co-authored by Tunch Ilkin of the Steelers and Damian Williams of Leadership League. I'm your host, Mark Miner, publisher of the book and a corporate member of Leaders Serving Beaver County. Jim, welcome to the podcast.
Mark, thank you. Great to be with you today.
Jim, the term servant leadership, quote unquote, may well be a bit overused or cliche in our culture today. So my first question, what does it really mean for someone, the Pittsburgh Steelers, to lead others by serving them?
Well, servant leadership is all about putting people first so they're in a position to succeed. It means putting yourself in second place. Secure leaders don't have to prove themselves. They would rather invest their energy in proving other people.
Mm-hmm.
Servant leaders are willing to make themselves smaller in this case so others can grow.
Even in the National Football League?
Yes. I know being a servant leader, that phrase, sounds soft and not powerful enough,
mm-hmm.
especially in today's brutal business climate. But if you're interested in getting the best results possible, learn the heart and head habits of servant leadership, because that leadership style will consistently outperform every other style possible. The research is clear on that.
Jim, how does one even begin, then, to become a servant leader?
Well, I think it starts with valuing people, valuing their value, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and connecting with them. Seeing everyone in your organization as a volunteer, someone who's on loan to you,
mm-hmm.
just like the organization on loan to you. That's being a good steward, a good servant leader. Bring out the extra in people by believing in them and developing them.
But how do you do that?
Well, in a company or organization, we know that it's the assets that make things possible. And in this case, I'm talking about people being the most valuable asset in an organization. People make things happen. People probably care less about how much you know or how competent you are
mm-hmm.
until they know how much you care about them.
Hmm.
Are you genuine? Are you sincere?
Mm-hmm.
Only after you've established credibility based on that sincerity and genuinely valuing them, will they value you as a leader? Will they recognize your competency and how you're capable of doing this? A familiar business tenet, for instance, is that people are promoted to their level of incompetence. We say people are promoted to leadership. They're smart. They understand the business. But far too often, they just don't understand the value of people and how to get work done through valuing and working with others. People are the only asset that can appreciate in an organization, that can get better and better.
Jim, how has that played out then with the Steelers in real life?
Well, let me give you an example. When Tunch Ilkin first joined the Steelers, he saw something happening. He made a point of observing how closely the team leadership operated. The one thing that made a deep impression on him was that owner Art Rooney, his practice of regularly attending the funerals of friends and neighbors, and he went there to pay respect to the living as much as to those who had passed away. The chief had a way of treating every person as though he or she were the most important and special in the room at that time, as if each were his favorite.
Hmm.
He was not hustling someone
mm-hmm.
for his own benefit,
mm-hmm.
but was just genuinely happy to be in their presence.
Now, that probably would have been in the early 80s when Tunch first joined the Steelers. How about today?
Well, I think team president Art Rooney II has captured that perspective and vision in terms of servant leadership. And in the book Forged in Steel, He encourages readers to think about, this is his quote, think about the people you encounter every day. Each encounter has an effect on that person. And if you play your cards wisely by showing that you sincerely care, the effect will be for the better. End quote. That's how he operates. How Art Rooney operates.
Yes, indeed he does. And are there others that you see?
Well, I look for instance at former defensive coach Dick LeBeau and what he does and what they talk about in the book. He's a Hall of Famer, and he communicated both with his head and his heart with his players.
Mm-hmm.
He did something that was kind of unusual for these big football players. Every year, he recited from memory the night before Christmas, and it kind of became a tradition. Kind of interesting there. But he cares about their wives, their children, even their golf game.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship, he goes beyond the X's and O's. And a lot of the players, they called him Coach Dad, which I think speaks volumes. LeBeau made his Steelers feel special again by reminding them of how good they are, but also how much better they can be. And in addition to that, telling them exactly what they need to do to get better, to get to where they want to go. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to scream and yell and say, get better, you know, keep hustling, get faster.
Yeah, right.
But it's another thing to teach and tell. Putting them in a position to utilize their talents. He took time to teach, and the players loved it.
You mentioned before the concept of an organization as a volunteer one. Tell us more about that concept.
Yeah, people in organizations being viewed as volunteers. Anytime employees do more than they're paid to do, they are volunteers. They are volunteering that extra work, whether they get paid overtime or not. For-profit companies seem to be, in many cases, a bit more disciplined with strategy and finances in compared to nonprofits, although, again, there are exceptions to this, believe me. Nonprofits have to be, in many cases, equally concerned with strategy and finances. But what about people? What about people? And so imagine if you were good at both.
Imagine if
when people resign from their job or give up, it's not always because of the organization. People quit people.
Yes.
And so if the leader is not the leader that he or she should be, people often quit because of that. Customers, in the same way, don't have an obligation to do business with you, with the organization, or with the employee. But employees don't have to do more than what they're paid to do. If they do it, they volunteer.
Volunteers.
And that's what we try to create. That's the environment that we want.
So, Jim, you'll be talking about this and much, much more at the upcoming Leaders Workshop of Leaders Serving Beaver County.
Yes, it will be held on Thursday, November 17, at the Lodge in the Student Union on the campus of Penn State Beaver. It starts at 7:30 a.m. We have a continental breakfast, and then followed after that breakfast by my presentation. We are finished at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Cost is $15 for those who are members of Leaders Serving Beaver County. It's $25 for non-members, and it's $10 for students, high school or college students.
And so what can people expect from that conversation, Jim?
We're going to cover things like how to get your best performers to stay in your organization, even when they could get paid more to do work somewhere else. We'll focus on getting to what's real about a leader's attitude about people. Do employees know that their leader genuinely cares about them? Does a leader operate behind a facade or the truth?
Jim, tell us more about the organization itself, Leaders Serving Beaver County.
Of course. Leaders Serving Beaver County exists to cultivate Christian perspectives and practices in the marketplace, and especially here at a time when our region is undergoing a profound economic generation and opportunity. LSBC, as we call it, began in 2004, about 12 years ago, with a vision to see Beaver County grow and transform as organizational leaders get better by applying biblical principles of leadership in their workplace and in their own work. Mm. Today, our passion for the Beaver County community continues as we have developed expanded opportunities for people to learn, to get better business leaders, leaders of organizations, and in particular those who we look to as our future leaders. And I'll also be blogging about the workshop and my other leadership principles on my blog at jimditmar.wordpress.com. Again, that's all small letters, J-I-M, D as in David, I-T-T-M-A-R, dot WordPress, W-O-R-D-P-R-E-S-S, dot com.
Well, thank you, Jim, very much for your and Leader Serving Beaver County's deep commitment to development of tomorrow's leaders in our region. Listeners, to RSVP for any of the Leaders Workshop sessions, please visit the Leaders Serving Beaver County website at www.ls-bc.org. And to reserve your own copy of the book Forged in Steel, visit www.forgedinsteel.org.